Today we are being called to walk in a way that no man has ever walked before. We are being called to tread a path that no man has ever walked. We are being called to enter into a new reality, a new realm that no man has ever walked in. See, we are called with such a high calling that is not comprehensible to the men of this age. We have been called. We are the ones who have been predestinated to be conformed to the image of God's dear Son. So we have been predestinated, we have been called, we've been justified, and in Him we are glorified also. It's a very, very high calling. It's something that is much more precious than silver and gold. It's a calling to life and life abundant. It's a calling to immortality. It's a calling to God's kingdom. It's a calling to all power. It's a calling to joy unspeakable, to unspeakable riches in glory. It's a very high, precious calling. So we are admonished day and night to lay a hold on what we've heard from heaven. Praise God. Lay a hold on what the Spirit has revealed to you in times past. We know how Abraham was called. The calling with which Abraham was called is the same calling with which every man who will taste of God's glory is called. Abraham received a call saying, leave your people, your father's land, your father's house, leave everything and let me lead you into a new inheritance. Let me lead you into a new country. Let me lead you into a new family. And I will make you exceedingly rich, and I will bless you exceedingly, and your name shall be great. I shall make your name great. Praise God. And what is that name that is above all name? That name that is the greatest name of all name. It is that name that we call Christ. It's an unnameable name. It's a name that you can only read by the revelation of the Spirit. That name is the name at which every knee shall bow. That name is the name at which every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess, because that is the name lifted above all names. Oh, praise God. And I tell you, any man who can hear the voice of the Spirit exactly the same way Abraham heard it, will also inherit that name that is above all names. Praise God. Abraham, leave all. Leave everything that you have. Let go of all, and I will restore to you 100-fold, even 1,000-fold, all that you've left behind. And along with this, I will give you eternal life. Eternal life is in that name. True life is in that name. Immortality and life is in that name. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. So Abraham received that revelation, and Abraham allowed that calling that he received within himself leading on for years. Of course, we know that it was not all rosy for Abraham. Abraham had to go through, you know, periods of trials, of testings. He had to patiently wait for the promise. Oh, praise God. He had to strive. Now, why is it that we strive as men? Why is it that we suffer tribulation? Why is it that we go through trials as men in our quest for celestial glory? Why is it that men go through these things? It's simply because of the, how do I put it, the old carnal mind. See it? Anything that tries to oppose what God has said to you in your life, you know, God has pronounced over your life, is simply that which emanates from the carnal mind, from your human sense of life. Praise God. Every temptation that you have, every battle that you have, is all comes from your, from man's carnal mind, from our old ways. Oh, praise God. If a man will be still and listen and allow the Spirit of God lead him, he will definitely never have problems along the way. If you can just believe. But obviously, we are, as men, we have been fashioned to believe in what we see, what we can touch. We want true evidence. And when we don't see this evidence at times as men, we begin to waver. See, Abraham came to a point where he started to waver. After many, waiting so many years, and Sarah was not bringing forth the promise, Abraham went forth, you know, to lay with his housemaid. See, he tried to work out, you know, that thing that God had promised him. He tried to work it out with the arm of flesh. So we know what happened. He took his housemaid called Hagar. He went into her. And what happened? Immediately she had a child. And they called the child Ishmael. And of course, God came, appeared to Abraham and said, no, that is not the child of the promise. So praise God. That is not the child of promise. You see, and because of Abraham's inability to wait on the Lord, we saw that the birth of Ishmael into his family brought some division, brought some confusion. See, his peaceful household became a battleground between Hagar and Sarah. At the end of the day, he had to, you know, how do I put it? They had to let Hagar had to leave the house along with the child. And all these hopes and pains must have gotten to Abraham. Why? Because he was not able to wait upon the Lord. Hagar and his son had to leave the house and go far away. And of course, as a father, you can imagine how Abraham must have felt. Even though that was not the child of promise, Abraham must have felt for that child. Now he had to go through all this because he was unable to wait on the Lord. He became impatient. Of course, it's very easy to point the hand at Abraham. Abraham was not patient. Abraham did this, Abraham did that. But you discover that this is the same trend that a lot of us, you know, pass through. A lot of us try to work out some certain things in our lives. See, when you've got a word for the Lord and years pass, you think you're not making progress, you want to enter in and do something for yourself, only to bring problem upon yourself. Hallelujah. Let us understand that God is able to make rich, and he added no sorrow to it. God is able to make rich. Of course, to make you rich doesn't necessarily mean that you have to have billions in your account. You don't have to get to the level of Bill Gates to be rich. See, when he says God is able to make you rich and he added no sorrow to it, it means that God is able to make you satisfied, provide for your very needs, and make you abundantly peaceful and joyful in this wicked and perverse and wicked generation. See, most people enter into problems because they begin to devise things for themselves. We enter into complications. Many people enter into debt problems, financial problems, wrong investments, see, wrong choice of partners. See, many, many wrong choices that, you know, men pay for dearly at the end of the day because they were not able to allow the Lord lead them. The Lord is able to make rich and he added no sorrow to it. When we try with the arm of the flesh to scheme to survive, we scheme and manipulate to try to achieve, you know, certain goals upon the earth, a lot of times these things rebound back to us. See, you see a lucrative business opportunity, a chance to, you know, to make some money, and you say, oh yes, that is it. It is God that has come to, you know, to give me this opportunity to make me rich. Isn't it written in his word? And you don't wait on the Lord and you put your leg into this venture. At times the money might look like it's coming. At times you might look like you are prospering. But along the line, a greater problem comes with that success you have found. Praise God. So let us learn to wait on the Lord. Lord that has called you is faithful. Praise God. He's able to prosper you. He's able to make you rich. He's able to provide for your very needs. Isn't it? Even Jesus, who descended, tasted of it. God knows. Jesus Christ says, your Father knows that you have need of these things. Or do you think your father is dumb? Do you think your father who has called you to glory, your father who has called you to majesty, your father who has called you to be predestined to the image of his son, does not know that you need clothing? That you know, he knows that you need a roof over your head? Doesn't he know that you need bread to eat? Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. At times we think God is dumb. Doesn't God know that you need to pay your bills? Praise God. If we could just trust God, allow the voice that says, leave all, see it, let that voice lead you. That voice also will provide for you and cater for you in your sojourn upon this earth. Praise God. Because when you begin to want to walk with God, to some extent, you have to let go of every attachment to this world. Walking in the spirit and learning to trust in the invisible stone of Israel. There is a rock of Israel. There is a stone of Israel. See, that is the invisible eternal arms of God that is there to guide his people, is there to protect his people. It is there to provide for his people. It is there to instruct them on the way to go. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. It is there to honor you. It is there to glorify you. Hallelujah. That same voice that says, leave your father's house, that same voice will bring you to an expected end. A glorious end. Praise God. But we must be able to exercise ourselves to see beyond the natural. Exercise ourselves to recognize that which is invisible. Praise God. Even Jesus had awoken to the reality that he had the brethren around him. He had the invisible host around him. He had the Father that was always with him. See, he knew that he had the legions of soldiers, of angels, of ministers, you know, around him to cater for his very need in everything. Praise God. At times we read the scriptures, at times we get very deep revelations. All these things are to strengthen our faith in the things that are not seen of men. Praise God. When the Israelites were in the wilderness, God, you know, cut rocks and allowed them to, you know, feed, to drink water, you know, from the depths of the rocks, from the in the wilderness. God rained manna on them. All this is deep revelation, deep word, deep understanding to anchor us to the things of the Spirit. Praise God. Greater is he that is with us, in us and with us, than he that is in the world. See, more are they with us than they that are in the world. When the servant of Elisha went out and saw that they were encompassed with soldiers, chariots and horsemen, they were encompassed with the armies of Syria, he panicked and went to Elisha, his master. Oh, Oh, praise God. See, he panicked because his eyes was not opened to understand the presence of God that encompassed him. His eyes was not open to see into the invisible. Praise God. And he went to his master and was scared stiff, telling the master, "What shall we do? What shall we do? We are encompassed with the armies of Syria." Praise God. And let's read it now. Go to 2 Kings chapter 6, verse. I'll just start from verse 15. "And when the servant of the man of God," the man of God in this sense is Elisha, "when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, an host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, 'Alas, my master, how shall we do?' And he answered, 'Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them.' And Elisha prayed and said, 'Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes, that he may see.' And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha." Praise God. Now, do you know that this invisible host encompass you also? Hallelujah. Do you know that invisible host encompassed Abraham? It encompassed the children of Israel. That was the same cloud that hovered over them by day, and the same fire that hovered over them by night. It is the invisible hosts of God. Hallelujah. We are gathered to a universal gathering of ministers, of angels, of servants of God. Hallelujah. And all this work day and night to assure that you lack no good thing. Oh, hallelujah. Both spiritually and physically, they are there to guide you. Oh, praise God. I am sure Abraham just left his businesses. He left everything he had toiled for. But you can see along the line, Abraham was able to receive these things hundredfold. Not because he manipulated his way through, not because he was wise, business wise, but because God stood by him. In fact, Abraham came to a point where he was tempted. Of course, tempted in his mind. When the time had come to separate with Lot, because Lot, his nephew, had followed him on his journey, which he shouldn't have because he was not called. But anyhow, he followed him, and along the line, there was a bit of problem with Lot's servants, Lot's flock, and Abraham's flock. So to make peace, or to avoid problems between Lot's flock and Abraham's flock of sheep and animals and cows and all that, they had to part ways. Now, Abraham being the senior, Abraham being the uncle, you see, had the choice to choose where he wanted to go with his flock. Because when they lifted up their eyes, they saw the land of Sodom and Gomorrah, which was very rich. very fertile land. The land of Sodom and Gomorrah was very prospering and booming, rich land. And the other land, because they had to split and go two different opposite directions, the other land was a barren, looked like a barren wasteland, where there was no life at all. It looked dead. Now Abraham, being the uncle, obviously would have said, "You boy, go the other way. Go towards the wilderness, go towards the desert, and I will go towards the promised land." Praise God. So therefore, what happens there? Abraham, knowing the one that had called him, knowing the voice that said, "I have called you to greatness, I have called you to riches, I will prosper you." Praise God. That same voice, Abraham stood by it in making his choice. He decided to let Lot choose which way he wanted to go. And of course, Lot, who did not receive the calling, Lot, who was still walking according to the calculation of the natural mind, chose Sodom and Gomorrah, a land that looked very prosperous at that time. Oh, praise God, hallelujah. Did Abraham argue? Did Abraham argue with Lot? Of course not. Abraham stood by the voice that called him. Abraham stood in faith, believing that the same one that had called him to this, with this great calling, is able to fulfill his word towards him. So he let Lot go towards Sodom and Gomorrah with his flock. See, a land that was rich, a rich terrain, good for flock, good for business, bustling with life. Praise God. So Lot went that way, and Abraham went the other way towards a piece of land that looked dead, a wilderness kind of land. Because he knew that in his heart of hearts, that the creator of the heavens and the earth was able to turn that barren land into a fruitful land. Oh, hallelujah. We know how it all finished. Lot ended up with nothing. See, everything that Lot gained was lost eventually in Sodom and Gomorrah, because Sodom and Gomorrah was overthrown with a great destruction, brimstone and fire. Sodom and Gomorrah, which was known for its wickedness, corruption, it looked like a garden of God. The Bible says it looked like a garden of God, but in reality, it was simply a haven of devils, of flesh. That is the world. That is the world that seems to be prospering and bosoming. That is the world. But it was leavened and destroyed completely. And Lot, who had foolishly gone that direction, lost every single thing. Everything. He lost everything. Praise God. So you see, by the time Lot left there, Lot was a poor man. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Let us not try to be wise in our life, in our own imagination. See, Lot, who went to the other side, became prosperous, rich, and the invisible one stood by him as a rock. He endured seeing the invisible hands of God. Hallelujah. Let us grow in faith and trust our Father. He that has called you is able to prosper. He's able to glorify you. Praise God. If you have debt problems, financial problems, It's not because God is testing you or trying you. It's your foolishness as a man. See, your inability to hear God and trust God that has put you into that mess that you are in. See, you've entangled yourself with the things of this world and now you are crying out. Oh, praise God, hallelujah. Learn to trust God again. And God will deliver you out of that mess. See it. And He will lead you the right way to go. Hallelujah. Let us learn to trust God, be still, and live on for the love of God and for the love of His name. See, God is able to prosper, to make rich. See, and He's able to provide for your very need. Hallelujah. Amen. Trusting in invisible arms. Praise God. Trusting in God. Anyone who ever approached God, whoever saw God, had to truly live on like Abraham. This is your calling. See, those who have left all for my name's sake, that name that is above all name, that great inheritance, those who have left all. Living all means leaving the terrestrial. Leaving the earthly. Leaving the natural realm where men live. And going back into God's world, God's realm, God's invisible kingdom. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. And as you do this, of course, some people will think you are nuts. You will receive opposition from friends, from family members. And they all think you have gone nuts. But you must stand still, focused on that thing that God has revealed to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. It was trust in the invisible God. Trust in the invisible stone of Israel. That guided Joseph from the pit to the throne. Oh, hallelujah. Joseph had received that same inner calling within himself. Joseph knew that he was no ordinary man. Joseph had seen visions, dreams of his calling. Praise God. He knew that he was to inherit a crown of glory. He saw visions of his brethren bowing before him. So he embraced those visions. He believed those visions and he embraced them. Don't they call you a dreamer? Don't they laugh at you? Don't they call you a daydreamer? They do. Anybody who wants to follow God will be called a dreamer. They will laugh at you, they will mock at you. See, didn't Jesus Christ say that they will mock at the Son of Man will be mocked at? The religious people will make fun of you. They will persecute you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, if you have a calling from God, you don't need to go around arguing with people. You can't argue or try to convince or explain to them what God has showed you on the other side. Don't bother. Praise God. Don't bother because they will not understand. Don't get depressed. Don't get hurt when they don't understand. Just move on. They will understand later. Praise God. Hallelujah. feet. Some of you, God has chosen you to be a first fruit company. See, the first fruit are the first fruits, your first, you know, harvest, fruits to mature, to comfort in the field. Some people are chosen to be first fruits. And if you receive this calling in the days of your flesh, you are being called to become first fruits. At times you might have to go ahead of your brethren, so you don't need to bother. Praise God, trust in the one that has called you. Trust in that word that is able to bring you to an expected end. Joseph was hated by his brethren. He was envious of him. He was loved by his father. See, he was clothed with celestial wisdom above his brethren. That is the coat of many garments. And we see that the way to the throne, the way to fulfilling the promise, didn't all the time look rosy. Joseph had to go through the pit. He had to descend to ascend. He had to die to live. And because when the brethren had, you know, cast him into that pit and all of that, the public thought he's gone, dead, gone. Not knowing that the invisible hands of God were guarding Joseph. What happened? Joseph passed through the temptations of Potiphar's wife. Just imagine the temptation. Joseph was a servant in the house of this great official of, you know, in the Egyptian Empire. And the wife made, you know, how do I put, moves, so sexual moves, you know, try to entice him. Imagine the temptation in the heart of Joseph at that time. See, the devil would have said, man, this is your boss's wife. Imagine if you could have her, you could have also the riches of your bosses. See, you work less. See, she will give him a lot of money. She will prosper you, you know. You have things easy. All those things must have raced through the mind of Joseph, but Joseph stood his ground. See, Joseph stood his ground and decided to remain faithful. Why? Because he was able to see the invisible one. See, his eyes were able to see the invisible stone of Israel. See, that calling that had been deposited in him was already working in him. Praise God. And that is what led Joseph eventually to the throne. How many of us, God has called us to kingship, to rulership? God has called us to royalty. Because by the time God finished with Joseph, Joseph became the most powerful man in the world. Praise God. It's just like becoming the president of the United States, which presently is supposed to be the world superpower. Praise God. To live, every man had to bow to Joseph. And he became a life giver. See, the promise of God was fulfilled in him because he allowed his trust in the invisible stone of Israel not to cause him to waver. he was able to trust in the invisible. Now, if you can hear this calling of God, know for sure that God will bring it to pass, what you have heard. You must just be patient, continue in your confession, rejoice daily, meditate daily, say it, commune daily with your Father, your daily work, see it, as you go about your daily business, standing still in His presence, God will prosper you in everything. Oh, praise God, hallelujah. The blessings to Joseph, which are prophetic in reality, these are the blessings that the father of Joseph gave before he passed on. Now, these are prophetic words that apply to you today who are called to the glory of God. Praise God. Joseph is a fruitful bough, even a fruitful bough by a well, whose branches run over the wall. The archers have sorely grieved him and shot at him and hated him. But his bow abode in strength, and the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. From hence is the shepherd, the stone of Israel. Even by God of thy father, who shall help thee, and by the Almighty, who shall bless thee with blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep that lieth under, blessings of the breast and of the womb. The blessings of thy father have prevailed above the blessings of thy progenitors unto the utmost bound of the everlasting hills. They shall be upon the head of Joseph and upon the crown of the head of him that was separated from his brethren. Praise God. See it. Joseph was separated from his brethren. Now the word that goes to those who are being called today is, come out of her, my people. Come out of the world. Come out of Babylon. Come out of the richness of this age. See, no more walk as the Gentiles who walk in the ignorance that is in them. Walk no more in the corruptness, in the carnal nature of the Gentiles, but walk in newness of life. Say it. Be separate. Come out from among them. Leave your father's house, leave your land, your nations, and I will show you, I will lead you into a new heavens and a new earth, where righteousness is found, where joy, peace, glory is found. See, leave all. See, this is that city that is upon that everlasting hill, where God has commanded blessings forevermore. See, that is where you have the throne of the great king, upon Mount Zion. So you see, when Joseph is seated upon the throne, ruling and reigning, giving life to the world, you are seeing a picture of you and I seated in God's kingdom, glorified. See it. You know, ministering life to the world. Praise God. All these great blessings are upon the head of those who are separate from God. You can see here that the father of Joseph mentions the stone of Israel. It is the invisible rock of God. That is the invisible rock. See, that rock that followed the Israelites through their desert journeys. That rock is there present today in the invisible, there to prosper us in everything. Sit there to exalt us, to glorify us, to honor us, to edify us, to strengthen us along the way. See, it's there to strengthen our hands, to strengthen us in everything that we do, so that you lack no good thing. Oh, praise God. Have you wondered how the children of Israel could have survived 40 years without hunting? 40 years without farming? 40 years they were taken care of by that invisible stone, that rock of Israel. They were cared for and they lacked no good thing. They were left in good health and they were healthy 100%. Why? Because they leaned on that rock, that invisible rock, which we call the Lord God. Praise God. Let us learn to endure, to see the invisible one that stands by us day and night as we walk this walk with God. Praise God. The invisible one says, I am able to make you rich without adding sorrow to it. I'm able to prosper you. See it. Do not mind the revelings, you see it. The opposition, persecution that you face from brethren, from the world. It's only normal. It's written here that the archers have hated him. Jesus Christ says, remember that the world hated me first. See, because as you walk this walk, you certify that what they are doing is wrong. They are convicted of sin. Instead of humbling themselves, they fight against you. Praise God. So I'll just round up by saying that we are called with a holy calling. And let this calling lead us. So let us learn to exercise ourselves day and night, believing in the invisible rock of Israel. There's an invisible arm that's ready to guide you, to guide every child of God who will allow himself to be still and listen. Praise God. Trusting in that invisible arm, he's the one that will prosper you, make you rich, provide for your very needs. See it. He's the one that will edify you day and night freely. See, because he that has called you will glorify you. He will bring you to that expected end of peace unspeakable, of stillness, of joy, of all power. He's able. But let us believe. Let us stand still and listen to him as he speaks. Praise God. Let us trust God. Trust him. Trust him. And he will bring to pass that which he has spoken.
Haven't you heard that the
God bless you.
God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, he's not weary, and there's no search in his understanding. He gives power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. And they'll mount up with wings like the eagles.
They will run and not be weary. They will walk and not faint. That wait upon the Lord will renew their strength He will renew. Their strength He will renew. Their strength. They that wait upon the
strength, He will renew their strength.